Baghdad went dark overnight. Iraqi officials blamed the blackout on the Americans, but a U.S. military spokesman said the city's power grid was not a target of recent bombing raids. NPR's Anne Garrels is in Baghdad. What's the city look like today?
Well, thank goodness it's daylight, because we still don't have electricity, and we still don't know who exactly was responsible for that, as you know. But certainly for Iraqis, whoever was responsible, this signals a much more dangerous and chaotic phase of the war. No one is venturing out onto the streets unless they really have to. Some Iraqis are indeed fleeing into the city from the airport. We hear reports from them about very heavy fighting. Some are trying to flee the city, but the roads to the south and west have been blocked by the Iraqis. And I've been told in the southwest suburbs of Baghdad, in three particular districts between the airport and the center of the city, Iraqis are telling families to leave because Republican Guard units are to move in.
What about water?
So far, water, yes, but it's sporadic. Unlike the War of 91, aid officials say that a crucial water pumping station about 20 miles north of the city is equipped with generators, some of them provided by the Red Cross for just such a crisis. But the water and sewage plants are on the outskirts of the city and may be impossible for employees to reach them if the fighting gets really bad. But for now, people have plenty of water, which they've stored in garbage cans and tanks. What they're really afraid of is the prospect of the battle for Baghdad. While there have been casualties from bombs gone astray, and Iraqis have generally been confident of American accuracy, and indeed the bombings and the missiles seem to have been struck with astonishing precision, but street-to-street fighting is altogether another matter.
Well, with U.S. forces on Baghdad's southern edge, have Iraqi officials been making any comments about the military situation?
You know, there have been no signs of senior officials today, not one. And the last we heard was from Foreign Minister Naji al-Sabri. We asked him about if he'd seen Saddam Hussein, and he said that's none of your business to ask such a question, though he finally said he's well, and the leadership is well and defiant. And he made what until last night were standard defiant statements.
The only solution is for this aggression to stop immediately and for the invading forces to leave our country and to withdraw immediately, unconditionally from Iraq.
But I have to say the ordinary mood among Iraqis today is far from defiant, and even a statement read in the name of Saddam Hussein seemed to hint at the first signs of anxiety, perhaps the first signs of disappointment with Iraqi military units. It said, anyone who is unable to fight must withdraw and give an opportunity to someone else. And the statement also called on party members to stay true to their oath. And as I say, no sign of senior officials who were, you know, saying last night, oh, the American troops aren't even 100 miles from Baghdad.
So no Saddam sightings.
Only statements in his name.
So is there a feeling of doom now among Baghdad residents?
I'd say there's more a feeling of real fear. You know, Iraqis really don't know what to expect. They don't know what to expect from each other. They don't know really who's going to fight, who's not going to fight. Some Shiites who I've spoken to, you know, continually say this isn't 91. We're not going to rise up against the government. We understood why the U.S. came in 91 because we'd gone into Kuwait. This is a different matter. We're going to defend our country, our honor, and our sovereignty. But just what kind of stomach there will be for a fight here in the city is unclear.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad.